Jay, let's start right there. Will this last?
It depends. And, of course, you know, Wall Street being the emotional vehicle that it is, it'll be interesting to see. Because yesterday morning, I mean, we were talking, the pre-market was up 300 points. Looked like things were going to really roll for us. And then, of course, as the day progressed, the excitement kind of seemed to tail off just a bit with, Dow ending up, only 117 points. And then today we're down just a little bit this morning. I think really Wall Street's looking for specifics. They're looking for more than just optimism. And, as we've been going through this entire process, it's a matter of people trying to respond to what they think is going to happen many times prior to what is actually going to take place.
Whatever people feel about tariffs, I wonder if the threat of them lose their effectiveness, Jay, because, again, he's used them with China, but now he's threatening with Europe. At some point, do people think, or the markets think, this is just bluster and nothing's going to change?
I think a lot of people are looking at it as just that, posturing, positioning for an upcoming negotiation, trying to make it clear that this is what we're going to do. And you're right, that's a card you can play only so many times before it loses its effectiveness. And I think that that's certainly an element involved in everything here as, we try to look at what is supposed to be a slow holiday week with the markets closed on Thursday, half day tomorrow, but it's turning out to be anything but that.
Well, Jay, we know that the U.S. is now in its 121st consecutive month of economic growth. How long can this go on? I mean, let's get a first half of the year report card and then tie that into what's coming up next.
Well, Pat, when you look at it, I think the S&P had their biggest increase year-to-date for the first 6 months since 97, the best first 6 months of the Dow since 99, and I believe the NASDAQ since 2003. The optimism for the first half has been high. I think really looking forward, and I hate to even say this, that it's going to have a lot to do with what the Fed ends up doing as far as throttling back some of the proposed future rate hikes and even looking at scaling back with some interest rate cuts as we move forward. And I think a lot of that's going to play into, what sort of job numbers that we see later this week. But that's a month-to-month type of thing. So it's kind of a matter of we've got our foot on the accelerator, we back off, we accelerate, we back off. But through all of that, the market continues to climb. And barring any unforeseen international or domestic event that takes place, there's still a lot of momentum that I think that the market can have, even though we're seeing a lot of people talking about the concern for some sort of a pullback or severe correction with the market. Those predictions are already out there. They've been out there after President Trump took office, and they've been with us pretty much every 6 months going forward. So it's going to be interesting to see, but I suspect that we could see another solid, maybe not a stellar, but a solid second half of the year.
Boy, let's hope. Day trader and friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Jay, thanks for your time this morning.
And to you as well.